This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.
Access all areas with Lizzie Cundy and Stephen Lang on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome. It's FUBAR Radio with me, Lizzie Cundy.
And me, Stephen Lang. Hello.
It's Access All Areas.
How are you?
Yeah, I'll be honest, I'm a little weary.
You've been on TV today.
I have been. It's been a week of television. Yeah, it was early one. It was this morning show. Good fun debate. Feisty one.
You were talking about what?
Well, would you be upset? I would be upset if my son didn't invite me to his wedding.
My dad didn't invite me to his wedding.
Well, I'm not happy with your dad.
But he didn't invite anyone. It was just him and his new wife went off and did it. I think good on them.
Oh, why okay.
Not? Well, if that's what you want to do, why not?
Because people get hurt. My sister did it. My mum still moans about it. And, you know, you got to
Did you have a party afterwards?
Yeah, but it wasn't quite the same. I didn't get to be bridesmaid. And, look, I just think it can be a bit selfish.
Yes.
It's an easy word to say.
Well, I think it depends on the family. It depends what's going on, what the deal is. I mean, I certainly wasn't upset when my dad did it. I think knock yourself out if that's what you want to do.
Okay, fair enough. But I think it's rather selfish. I'd be really upset if my boys went off and got married and didn't tell me. I'd be like, oh my God.
But could you understand why they might want to?
No. No.
Of course you couldn't.
Of course I couldn't. Look, I've been with them in every moment of their life since they were born, not to be at their bloody wedding.
What if they never get married?
Well, there you go. Doesn't matter then. I'm not going to do a Raquel Welch. Do you remember when she turned up at son's wedding? She had the black outfit on, huge hat, boobs out.
Oh, fab.
Do you remember that?
Well, I went to a wedding on Monday, actually, where the groom requested that his friends wore black. So I did. I think, you know, some
quirky.
Quirk alert. Some people want to, you know, try out different things. Think it looks chic.
Well, listen, I'm an old-fashioned girl.
Yeah, you are.
Heart.
That's true. You are.
Okay, so I just think family involved. You're joining another family. Let's all involve your
Auntie
Doris.
Get on?
Is now going to be, you know, the partner's Auntie Doris. You're going to be together.
Nah. Can't be asked for all that.
Family.
I've got enough family. I don't need any more.
Well, you will if you get married. You'll
well, that's why I never get married.
Take on their family.
It's my worst nightmare.
You take on their family.
No, I mean, I don't often see successful marriages happen around me. So why would I ever bother having one myself? That was a big eye roll you gave me there. Jeez.
It was. Listen, never give up on love.
Oh, Christ.
Come on.
Who's got time?
Who believes in me, in love, in yes, no. Let's get married and all have a... What's the point of having a party without guests?
I'm not suggesting you have a party with no guests.
I mean, for God's sake, just dancing around on your own, having a drink at the bar on your own. It's no fun.
Well, sometimes that can be quite nice.
Oh, I hate it.
Do you?
Well, listen, I'm the best company ever, but I don't want to be on my own.
Right, well, fair enough. Each their own.
Okay, I like to chat.
I can tell.
Chin wag, you know.
Blah, blah, blah.
But anyway, yeah, and then I was on Jeremy Vine, which was great. Bit of political. Talk about Bojo.
Yeah. You were with commentator Owen Jones, weren't you? Labour commentator Owen Jones. I can't imagine you two have much in common.
Actually, we got on really well.
Did you?
We did. Oh, but I don't agree with anything said, but yeah.
But you still liked him.
Looney left. But yeah, I did actually agree with a few things he said. He was upset about the hunting and the grouse.
Oh yeah.
Shoots.
Yeah.
Which I don't like. You know, and I love animals. I was quite with him on that one.
And you're a country girl, so that's not necessarily a guarantee. You might be pro hunting.
Listen, I get invited to shoots all the time. They say come to shoots.
No, they don't.
They do.
Really?
Yes. I'll say if it's clay pigeon, target, yeah. But I don't want to kill animals.
No.
It's not fun.
Awful.
Do you want a gun at your head?
No, absolutely
not.
Don't live in the United States, you know what I mean? Come on.
But anyway, we talked Trump, we talked Boris Johnson, we did a real big political... You'd have been great on it, actually.
Well, you know.
Getting with Jeremy Vine, darling. He's a lovely chappy.
Might be a reason why I can't, actually. Someone I know works there.
Oh, not another one you've been out with.
No, not someone I've been out with. I didn't go out with everyone.
Oh, well, we have... It's been a very busy week of showbiz.
It has.
And Meghan Markle.
Oh my God, don't get me started on Meghan Markle.
Go on, give me your view.
The fact that she has the nerve, quite rightly, to suggest that we do our best for the environment, be more green, you know, whatever, which all of it that I agree with, and then has the audacity with Harry, it's not just her, of course, to get a private jet to go to Ibiza.
I know.
There's 12 flights a day to Ibiza.
Exactly. But she wants to do private jet.
Well, I could.
But she only wants two kids because she wants to save the planet.
Absolutely furious.
Ooh.
Absolutely, completely wrong.
I think
she can. They can have booked out two rows or something. Get a little curtain around them. Whatever they need to do. Get the back of the plane. Get some security on there. Whatever. No. I'm sorry,
I think Meghan does what Meghan wants to do.
Yeah, well, clearly, but obviously
this,
is a royal. This is a whole royal family problem. You know, Prince Charles is very pro-environment, yet we'll be getting a helicopter here, there, and everywhere. It's not just Meghan. This is the whole royal family. I think if you're going to spout off, don't be like frigging Marie Antoinette. Let them eat cake. You know, it's all right for us, but not for you. No, because in the end of the day, it's the rich people will be okay, won't they? They will find a way to get through all of the problems. It'll be the poor people that suffer. And the reason that the poor people will be suffering is because people like Prince Harry and Meghan Markle think that it's okay to take a private jet
to
when
Ibiza.
It's not. Look at Greta Thunberg going across the Atlantic on a boat because she refuses to fly.
Well, there you
the
go.
Age of 16.
But they want to save the planet. They're only having two children.
Yeah, well, that's... Don't have any. If you want to save the planet, stop. We can't just stop using plastic straws and that's the end of it, you know?
What do you think of Farage's comments?
What did he say?
Well, he said that nothing wrong with the Queen Mum, but she was overweight, drank gin and lived till 91.
No, 101.
101. Sorry, 101. And about Prince Harry and Meghan, she was saying that he preferred Harry when he was boisterous and rebellious and
well, he's grown
up.
I mean, yeah, but Farage would say that because he's a professional troll. Of course, he's going to say things like that.
Oh,
he is. I'm sorry, but he is.
Well, I think he's got Meghan right. I'll be honest.
Well, you were pals with her.
I was, yeah, but you know, things change. Things change.
You managed to get a career in Australia out of being
true. Anyway, moving on.
Moving on. We have a fabulous lineup of guests.
We
this evening,
do. We have Charlotte Dawson, and I love this girl.
She is going to be with us on the phone. Yeah, you know her quite well, don't you?
Yeah, she's got MTV. It's a brand new dating show called Love Squad.
Yeah, awesome.
And she's going to be chatting all about it.
And she's, yeah, the new Cilla Black, people are suggesting she could be.
Mm.
I'd be interested to find out if she can sing like Cilla.
I think she can.
Interesting. The Cilla Honk.
I loved her dance. Did you?
Yeah, yeah, of course.
Very funny.
Yeah.
But she's hilarious. She is.
Well, I don't think I've ever met her, so it'll be.
You'll love her.
I'd like to speak to her. Then we also have Nabila from Love Island.
Yeah.
Coming in. Lots to chat about there.
Wow. We have loads to talk about.
And then finally, we have the very handsome Wade twins in at the end of the show.
Yeah.
And then I've got a bust because I've got to see Nigella Lawson at 7:30.
Where?
Royal Festival Hall. She's doing a talk.
Wow.
I'm not allowed a seat, but I'm allowed to stand at the back.
Are you going to get a few nibbles?
Probably not. I don't think she's going to be cooking for everyone in the Royal Festival.
Would be rather nice. Yeah, and I've got a very busy evening as well, and I need to get some sleep. So if anyone can help me out,
so
thank you.
Good Lord, we are going to pack them in. Let's play a little bit of Kim Petras, and then we can talk about the competition that FUBAR are running, and then we'll get Charlotte Dawson
fabulous.
On the phone.
Feel a thing, overthink about everything. When I think of you, you give me chills. Yeah, I'm sad but down to fuck. Want you more, this ain't enough. When you kiss me, boy, I don't need pills. Baby, come over to me. Come set me free. Baby, come on, got what I need. Hands all over me. Said I need help. Late at night I touch myself. I've been saving all of this for you. Ex
exercise my demons, yeah. Tunnel love could get me there. I've been saving all of this for you. Baby, come on over to me. Come set me free. Baby, come on, got what I need. Hands all over me.
Kim Petras fan, very exciting. FUBAR's competition to go see her is still open, so go check it out on our Instagram, and you can just tag yourself, follow Kim, follow FUBAR, and you can go see her sold out show at Heaven on August the 27th, which would be fab because it is sold out, so of course you want to go see it. What else has been going on in the showbiz world, Lizzie?
Oh, well, we got the Strictly lineup. What do you think? Do you know any of them?
Yes, I do. Do you know who I think is going to be really good?
Come on, then.
Jamie Lang.
Ooh.
What do you think?
Yeah, I like Jamie. He's
very funny, and he's also quite...
He's likeable.
He's likeable, and I think he'll put his all into it.
Yeah, I agree. I know Jamie. I met him in... was in Barbados with him a couple of years ago, actually. And he was so sweet. He's a nice guy, and he's very likeable, as I said. And you do need that quality. I think he's going to put his all into it. And he's popular. I think he'll do well. James Cracknell's another one.
Yeah, although he's just injured himself, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Fell off his bike.
Yeah. You've got to be careful, man. You've got to be careful.
It's not a good sign. That's James.
There they are. But, you know, that I don't know the YouTuber girl.
Saffron.
Did you know?
Saffron Barker. No, I've never heard of her.
Never heard of her.
But that gives, you know, promise to people like me that maybe one day I could do Strictly too.
Yeah, but it doesn't really matter because you're going to be a star once you're on that show. So does it really matter?
It's true.
And I just think, I hope people don't put the knives out and go, oh, we don't know these people. Let them be stars.
Yeah, I agree. Who is your favourite of the lineup? Catherine Tildesley?
Yeah, I love Annika Catherine. Rice. I think Annika Rice could be fun, though. I did see her at Vita Premiere and she said, I've got two left feet.
Yeah, she didn't exactly sound like she's...
No, she wasn't very confident.
I think she's going to be the...
she wanted to be friends with Bruno and I thought, that doesn't work, you know, baby. I know those tactics. I've seen it all the time.
I spoke last week with Karen Hauer about Motsy joining the panel. What do you think about her? Think it's going to be interesting?
Yeah, I think it could be. Not a real big fan.
Have you met her before?
Yeah.
Okay,
say no more.
Okay, interesting.
All right.
I shall
say
no
more. What do you think?
I think she seems like a great signing. I do think there's obviously going to be some worries that she might mark her sister better than...
Well, it's difficult because it is your sister. Blood is thicker than anything, let me tell you.
Yeah,
and
true.
It is difficult, but they have been... You know, she got thrown out of one of the shows before. The South African shows, was it?
No,
was
German, wasn't
German.
It? Yeah.
And so she was pretty ruthless.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, they're happy. The judges are happy. I spoke to Bruno about it. He loves her. So I'm not sure if Shirley Ballas does. She wanted it to be a guy judge, apparently.
Really?
Yeah,
that's interesting.
No, but I would. If I was the only girl on the panel, that's what you'd want, wouldn't you? You want to be Queen Bee. That's what I would want.
Well, I mean, yes, because she's still the head judge, though, isn't she, Shirley? Mm-hmm. So, you know, she'll still be calling the shots.
She'll be calling the shots, babe. She's head judge.
She got on all right with Darcy, didn't she?
I have no idea. Why did Darcy leave? You tell me.
She said it was because she wanted to do other things.
Yeah, righto. Anyway, moving on. We've got other shows. We've got the X Factor new shows coming up as well.
Yeah, although they haven't confirmed the lineup for it yet, have they?
But Ben Foden, you know, he's had a bit. The rugby guy is supposed to be doing the celebrity one. He got himself in a little bit of hot water. Married within 2 weeks. Bit of a... I mean, that is a slap in the face to Una.
What?
I'm sorry.
Of course it is.
And then the
what
other girlfriend is telling stories that he's on all sorts of things.
It seems a bit odd to me that you would meet and marry someone within 2 weeks.
I mean, that's madness.
You don't even know their toilet habits.
Well, you don't know them, do you? No. You know. And
you don't even know what their favourite thing to order at McDonald's is.
But he doesn't know anything.
You know,
if she has brothers or
all.
Sisters or whatever.
You might know that.
Well, you know what? It's very difficult. You know, you meet someone that quickly. You don't really know anything about them.
No.
You don't for a good year, I don't
No,
think.
Of course
really
you don't.
Them.
No. I don't know if I could be handling that, to be honest.
Well, will he be
Have you
still...
met Una before?
Yeah, I love her. She's adorable. I had to do...
I wonder how she feels about it.
A big night at the Coliseum. It was a night of Beatle music and she sung... with Imelda May, there was Tony Hadley. It was a great night. And she was the sweetest, loveliest girl. But I feel she's been really hurt by him.
I wouldn't be surprised, to be
honest.
And it's
horrible.
Pretty dreadful.
You know, and then someone's touting around another lady and getting married within 2 weeks. For me, it's crazy. I know people say when you know, but that's mad. 2 weeks?
What's the quickest you've fallen in love?
Pretty quick, actually. I did fall quite quickly once.
Really?
Yeah.
I think you can fall in lust.
Humour can make me fall in love. But I did see someone once on a train, not this is a long time ago, and I looked at him and then I opened a magazine. He was modelling in the magazine. I looked up and thought, oh my God, it's him. And then he waited till I got off the train and he came and asked me out.
How do you get this to happen to you?
It was like a little scene from a movie.
Sounds it. Are you sure it wasn't a scene from a movie and you just dreamt it?
No, it wasn't. His name was Warren Major. In fact, Terry Seymour went out with him behind my back.
Terry Seymour, Simon Cowell's ex?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I told Simon and he said, do you like revenge? And I said, why? He said, because Terry was seeing your ex-boyfriend.
Blimey.
It was all funny. It was all jokey.
Well, talking of like marriage and relationships, have you also heard about Miley Cyrus and Liam Hemsworth? So they've been together like 10 years. Got married in December. Now they've broken up after 8 months. What's the deal there?
Mm. Sometimes marriage doesn't work. Sometimes it's too much of a pressure. I just think,
really.
Do you need to get married?
Would you get married again?
Yeah, I would.
Would?
I like being married. I like looking after someone. But
you don't have to be married to do that.
No, but I kind of like feeling secure, I suppose.
Do you think it will happen?
I'd like to think so.
Mm.
My psychics tell me it is.
Okay.
There's something going on at the
moment.
Well,
you are wearing all white, and it's kind of cream.
Yeah, well, I was talking about weddings today. I mean, talking about that debate on this morning. I mean, I'd be so upset if my sons didn't invite me to their wedding. I mean, it was a big debate.
Well, yes, it was a big
mass
debate. You
have to understand that.
I don't have any children.
Hold on. I have wiped their bottoms. I've been there. Christenings. First day at school.
Yeah, but it's not personal about you. It's about what they want to do.
But then you hurt other people's feelings. The lady I was up against, her dad didn't talk to her for a year. Is it worth it? Come on, just have a little party. A few drinkies.
I can completely understand why you wouldn't want your family around you at all times. Sometimes it's harder to have them around.
At all times, it's your wedding.
No, but like even at big events, it's not easy. Especially if you've got like, it depends on who the family are, doesn't it? But you know.
Well.
Right, well, let's play a little song.
I don't agree with you, as you would have seen on this morning.
Well, that makes a bloody change.
I thought I did a very good debate.
You did, well done.
Thank you.
Let's play a little song, a little bit of Sugar Babes.
Wow.
And then we're going to get Nabila in. our first guest right here, right now.
She's looking hot. She's looking sassy. I want her pantalons.
They are I can see you in them, actually, Lizzie. They're very good. It's Nabila. Hello.
Hi, Nabila.
Nabila, sorry. Sorry.
Nabila.
Sorry.
Sorry, I'll let you get away with it.
Love Island. Oh, Diana, how was it for you? How was the whole thing?
The whole thing, it was a massive experience, and I describe it as being inside your TV set. That's how it felt. It was like...
Because you're on a set.
Yeah, but it felt like you were in your TV. Because when you look at the previous seasons, you get attached to all the kind of like the villa life. And then when you're actually in it, you're like, oh my God, I'm inside my TV. So that's how I can describe it. And the first 24 hours were surreal. So before you go in, they say to you, like, it's going to be weird first 24 hours. And it is weird because it's a set, isn't it? And you're living in this set. But then you get used to it.
Is it bright lights? Can you hear the cameras go?
They're outside. There are little cabins. They try and make it kind of incognito. But
it's like you're bird spotting or something.
Kind of, yeah. And then they open this hatch, the cameramen, and you could hear it sliding. So you kind of know if you're saying something juicy that they want to hear it because you can hear it, the doors go... And then they're like, oh, I'm saying something. And then you've got to carry on with your conversation.
Yeah,
like
pretend
that.
It hasn't happened.
Pretend it hasn't happened, yeah. But other than that, you do forget that the cameras are there. And inside, I can describe it as like CCTV-esque type looking
cameras.
Yeah,
the big white cameras.
Yeah,
aren't they,
those are the ones, yeah.
Then,
so.
Oh my God. But when you got the call to say you were on it, what was it like? I mean, to say that you actually are? Because there's so many people go
up to
this.
I actually said no. Because Casa Amor is a hard one, and you got to get to know me kind of personality. And so with Casa Amor, you've got a few days to really prove yourself to the boys and the public as well. And you've got to compete with five other girls. So I actually said no. And then my friends were like, Nabila, this, you know, you're going to be 30 next year. Just do it. And it's true. I don't think I'd want to do that at 30. Nothing wrong with being 30, but
you
I just
don't
think...
You don't look it. I have to say, you look fabulous.
Yeah.
But that's one thing that actually that Love Island comes under fire for a lot, right? Like, everyone's like 20... Lizzie?
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. That is Joe from Love Island.
Really?
Oh. I'm on the radio, Joe. So sorry.
Hi, Joe.
They do come under fire.
Did you love Joe? I used my face.
I only saw him at the reunion. I was like, hi, Joe. And we had a little chat, but I didn't...
I adore that boy.
Yeah, so how long are we actually in for?
So 4 days, one chill day, lockdown 5 days. And the day... We were actually meant to go in on a Wednesday. And then all of... I know that we were all... All the girls were shared the same hotel, but they hid each other from us, so it was so hard. One person had to make sure we didn't catch each other.
Oh my God.
And they were like, you're going in on Wednesday. So I had my last sleep. I was like, yes, freedom, like 3 days of like being locked in a hotel room. And then that evening they were like, really sorry, but actually we're actually holding you for another day. We don't want to put you in.
OMG.
And it was just like, no, another 24 hours of being locked in a hotel room.
Yeah, I bet. It can
so
be a nightmare.
No phone either.
I mean, was it hard? I've got to ask, because, you know, the boys didn't turn, and what were you feeling?
Oh,
did
my
you
God.
Not like any, or did you feel for any? Or
do you
I
know
mean, what is that feeling like? Because it must be tough.
Yeah, I know, but they've got such a good welfare team, and I had a huge chat with Curtis because it did actually get to me. Because after the first day I got there, I was like, boys, I'm not sharing a bed with you. I'm just not that girl on the first date. It's not a big deal, but I just want to get to know someone first before I share a bed with them.
That's normal, isn't it?
Not on Love Island. On Love Island, you got to go straight in there or otherwise you're out. You can't move like that. So, especially as a Casa Amor girl. So the other five girls are quite happy to do that. Well, actually, yeah, they were. I just made it very clear to the boys, and so that like kind of set me back. And then I did start getting a little bit upset, and then Curtis sat me down. He was like, name five things you like about yourself. And I was like, no, like obviously I'm just like not good enough and blah blah blah, because it's weird in that villa.
I bet
emotions are so heightened, and you start,
it's like a pressure cooker, isn't
yeah
it?
And being in bed alone as well, I never understood it, but you do feel really single when you're in the bed alone, because everyone shares a bed.
Yeah, I bet.
And so he sat me down and he helped me think of five things that I like about myself, and he made me say it 20 times meant it. And he was like, you got to believe in yourself. And then even when I left the villa,
that's
they were
really
like,
sweet.
He was like, be confident, Nabila, make sure you're confident. So yeah, I got help in there, but it
you
was
see, that
hard.
Is so true.
Yeah. He's having a bit of a tough time with it, Curtis, isn't he, since he's come out. It's like,
I mean, what do you think about that? Do you think he's well, having
a tough time?
He's
a what tough you
said about what you said about him and Tommy kissing kind of got picked up.
Oh my God. We did that happen? We want to know. Basically, did Curtis there was, and Tommy did, kiss?
There was the game where we were against Casa Amor and they accidentally text saying one boy has to kiss another boy. Can't remember the ins and outs of it, but I know that they were meant to say one boy has to kiss another girl. And so they just snogged, and then the producers were like, that was an accident. So they snogged, but it was literally, I didn't mean it in that way, but because of what's come out,
it gets picked up and twisted. And because of what's happened with Curtis and what happened with him on his interview on Good Morning Britain it's all been a bit...
I mean, explain to people that didn't know what happened with that.
Well, they were keeping at him saying, are you bisexual? And he was going, I don't want to label it. So obviously it doesn't look very good.
Oh, is that what he said?
Yeah. But it doesn't look very good on the GMB presenters to like try and force someone to come out.
Oh my God, that's so true. So he never actually said anything.
But who was you interviewing? Can I ask?
I can't remember his name. It wasn't Ben Shepherd or Piers.
But maybe he was just being polite because he didn't want to come across as like.
But can I say, talking of snogging?
Yeah.
There's been reports.
I know.
His name's Michael. I've met Michael.
Michael, and don't he's you charming. Michael?
Oh my God, listen. I'm going to be honest. When I watched him on the show, I thought he's a douchebag. Can
no,
I say that
so
word?
So lovely.
Of course.
And then I met him at this morning show. He was in his dressing gown that had nothing to do with it. And do you know what? He was a gent.
I spoke to him
this adorable.
Morning. And I was like, I'm going to tell everyone you're nice. It's the last thing I do because everyone thinks he's a villain.
There were people there and they were like, oh, we don't like Michael. And I said, no, please.
Speak to him.
What? Many from journalists, producers, and they went no because of how he behaved.
Aww. He actually gets really upset about that.
And you know what? He was so sweet.
I
wouldn't say that. You know me, Stephen. I wouldn't say
it. No.
And he was absolutely.
Yeah. Has he been here? Has he been to FIBA?
Get him in.
Get his side of the story.
Well, exactly. And I think, you know, a lot has to do with editing because you only have an hour.
Yeah.
And it is edited down and you know.
But even me, I got a bit of stick. When I came out, I heard that apparently I went, do you want a girl or a woman? And, like, it was said in jest and a little bit of, like, a bit of attitude. And then I got all these people being like, who do you think you are? And it's just how things are edited because a lot of my time was just me goofing around. I wasn't
What are you making of the first breakup?
Yeah, Chris and Harley have broken up.
I actually know Harley quite well. I don't know. I'm not that surprised about that, I'll be honest with you.
Why not? Why are you surprised?
Because I know Harley.
What do you mean you know Harley?
Not in that way, but I know... Like,
she's a flirt. She's got others.
Not in that way. But, like, I knew her before and who she was seeing.
Who she'd be interested in.
Yeah, and who she'd be interested in. I don't think Chris was her kind of type.
Right.
I mean, she said that as well. So, yeah.
It's always a bit of a downer when they say
but
that.
But Chris can be lapped up real quick.
Oh yeah,
he's so funny, isn't he?
He's very funny.
He's
adorable.
Hilarious.
I like Chris, but I mean, I've got to say, we're hearing Love Island stars are charging up to $10,000 to appear at birthday parties for just a couple of hours.
Yeah, I'm charging you guys $10,000 for this.
I mean, is that
true? I'll give you my credit card. You can see what's left.
I mean, honestly, I'd say we're all really humble. We're still a lot. I mean, I'm not even a big star out of it, but all of them, even the big ones, big stars like Anna. They're all still in shock at like how much fame, how big they are.
So
I don't think anyone's that arrogant. I don't think they've got their light.
Do you not think it's true?
No.
But the Sun did a thing. They called up.
Dude, the Sun wrote about me and it wasn't correct.
What did they say about you?
They said that I kissed Michael.
So you didn't.
Oh,
no.
Come off it. I don't believe you.
I don't believe you either.
Why don't you believe me?
You had something in the look on your face
when
you said
so
no.
I could tell by the look in your
eyes. I saw Joanna like 2 days later. We went for food at She's Chigwell, which is like the number one place everyone goes to. But I got invited. It was Marvin's birthday. And she was like, don't worry, I know you didn't. And I was like, oh, thank God. And she was like, do you know how many people have been messaging me? Like, look what Nabila's done. Look what Michael and Nabila have done.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. I know she's your friend, but if you kissed him, I'd understand it.
I actually didn't kiss him, though.
But he's so charming.
He is cute. Do you know what? I'm weak for a Scouse accent as well.
Woo.
He is my mate, and it's not like
you're weak for
him.
A Scouse.
Could
it be? I just have a Scouse accent.
Could it be?
I think Michael is, and all of the islanders, they're so busy, aren't they?
Yeah,
they're doing like their own thing. So I think it'd be really hard to hold a relationship. I know they're in relationships, some of them, but they kind of come together, don't they?
Yeah. Mm. Like, I mean, what's Bella next for you? Because it's been a whirlwind. What's next for you?
I am a chatterbox, so I would want to get into radio or presenting, red carpet interviews. But I'm all anyway.
You have to buy my book.
Tales from the Red Carpet.
Yeah, yeah, Tales from the Red Carpet.
Okay, yeah.
Lizzie's whole life has been on the red carpet.
Well, yeah. That's amazing. Yeah, because I need some tips off you, because I met this management company that were like, we really see you doing it. And it just started, like, I wanted to do it before, and I was like, oh my God, like, if someone else can see that in me, it kind of boosts your confidence a little bit.
Cause yeah, definitely.
That's what you kind of need, someone to see it in you. So
And I can sense you are a good chatter, so that is great.
You can talk, and you're beautiful, and I love your culottes. I want them.
Get them.
Yeah, well, just give me those, and I'll help you.
Should
with
I just walk out with my underwear on?
Yes, please. And I'll give you some red carpet, because I've got some rolled under my arm.
So you can just roll out in front of you.
Give me some red carpet.
Nabila, thank you so much.
You are so adorable.
Thanks
I wish you so
me.
Much luck for the future. We're gorgeous, and you're going to make a lovely couple with Michael. Oh.
No!
Thank you so much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Thanks
for having me.
When I'm underneath the bright lights, when I'm trying to have a good time, cause I'm good now, you ain't mine. Nah, 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 nah. Don't call me up when you're looking at my photos. Getting hot, losing control. You want me more, now I let go. Nah, 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 nah. I'm over you and I don't need your lies no more. Cause the truth is without you, boy, I'm stronger. And I know. Don't call me up, I'm going out tonight. Feeling good now you're out of my life. Don't wanna talk about us, gotta leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. Nah, nah, take it out. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But I'm here up in the club, and I don't wanna talk. So don't call me up, cause I'm here looking fine, babe. And I got eyes looking my way, and everybody's on my vibe, babe. Nah, 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 nah. Don't call me up. My friend said you were a bad man. I should've listened to the back then. And now you're tryna hit me up again. Nah, 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 nah. I'm over you and I don't need your lies no more. Cause the truth is without you, boy, I'm stronger. And I know you said that I'd change with a cold heart, but it was your game nonetheless. Cause ooh, I'm over you. Don't call me up. Don't wanna talk about us, gotta leave it behind. One drink and you're out of my mind. Not enough to get out. Baby, I'm on the high and you're alone, going out of your mind. But I'm here up in the club, and I don't wanna talk. So don't call me up.
She was lovely.
She was adorable. I wish she'd stayed longer in the villa.
I know, but it doesn't work like that, does it?
Some of the best ones left early, because I've interviewed practically all of them, and the ones that I really liked left early.
Really?
Like Joe.
Yeah.
You know,
but it's difficult. That's the whole point of Love Island, isn't
and, you
it?
Know, the ones that win, you know, like Amber's now doing Loose Women.
Yeah. Well, that's all right. And Amy. She's doing all right, isn't she?
Well, I haven't seen on Loose Women since Amber took over, have you?
That is a good point.
Thank you.
We've got our next guest, Charlotte Dawson, on the phone. Hello, Charlotte.
Oh. Hello, darling.
Charlotte!
Oh my
it's
God,
Lizzie Cundy! Baby, congratulations. I'm so proud of you with this show.
Thank you so much.
You are the new Cilla Black.
I know. I am the new chuffing Cilla.
You are.
Cilla. I think Scylla would be really happy as well, because I actually spoke to her when she filmed for my dad's show before she died, when we filmed the hologram show. She actually had a really lovely chat with me. She said she was really proud of me. And, I think she'd be very happy that I'm following in her footsteps.
Oh,
yeah, but
nice.
I've always said that you are the next Scylla Black. From the first day I met you, I just thought, my God, there's such a... similarity. There's it's familiar. I know it.
Can you sing like her?
Well, I am hard. I am. Oh no, I definitely can't sing like her.
Surprise!
No,
surprise!
Oh God! I mean, I'm like my dad at singing, off key singing, like the piano as well. But it's amazing. I'm just so excited.
So tell us about
Love
Squad.
Yeah, what's the show about, Charlotte?
So, Love Squad, it's just a really different and amazing dating show. Like, it's just, like, really different. So, basically, the dater has her friends and family, like, with her.
Right.
And just, like, imagine, like, having your friends and family choosing you a date. It's just so different, isn't it?
Yeah,
like,
really
sounds
different.
Like my nightmare, to be honest.
None of my friends and family like who I date. So
no,
I've got,
I
have the same problem, Charlotte, I reckon.
Yeah, exactly. There's a lot of drama. There's a bit of, honestly, the squad is so weird. It's like gay friends, it's like sisters, mums, and then even ex-boyfriends.
Oh, man, I couldn't handle that
Woo!
One.
People are so forgiving, Lizzie.
Oh no, I can't so bear weird. It. Oh my God.
I know. Well, I mean, it makes it so funny, and that's why you have to watch it.
When does it start?
It starts on Monday at 8:30 PM on MTV.
Awesome.
And can you name some of the people that are involved with it, Charlotte?
Yes, we had. I've done 30 chopping episodes.
Blimey.
And that's absolutely shattered.
Yeah, that's a lot of work.
You need a large vodka tonight and a lie down in a dark room.
Oh, I know. I'm having a couple of bottles of Prosecco. You know me, Lizzie.
I do, babe.
Large chips and gravy. So there's a couple of celebrities on it. Kendall from Love Island.
Oh, yeah.
So she was on it, obviously looking for love because she didn't find it in the villa.
Mm-hmm.
So she's on it, and it's just obviously public, just members of the public. But obviously, when the daters come on, they're so nervous. They're like, I'm going on TV on a date. I was like, I just try and make them feel really relaxed, a very Dorsey style.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously make them feel comfortable. And I just said, you need to be you, be sassy, be fabulous, and they're lucky to go on a date with you.
Yes, exactly. They're lucky.
Exactly.
But I've got to say, Charlotte, because you know, as soon as I met you, I loved you. Your dad would be so proud of you doing this, wouldn't he?
I know, because obviously my dad used to host his own shows on Blankety Blank and, you know, Les Dawson's show and everything. So I feel like I really am following in his footsteps.
Yeah.
And I feel like hosting was just made for me.
Yeah.
And like presenting and stuff like that, and I want to get into comedy, so and I'm obviously showing a little bit of my comedy in this as well.
That's
like
great.
My one-liners and my, you know, my little witty liners, and very I'm quite quick as well, so
yeah, you are funny.
See that. Yeah, I can be funny sometimes, very modest.
You can be funny. And can I ask, how is your own love life?
My love life is actually going very well at the moment, Lizzie.
Ooh.
Yeah, we've got a mortgage.
What?
Yes, I've got a mortgage. I've got the big M. It's not like the yellow McDonald's M. It's like the big mortgage.
Wow,
M.
Charlotte, that's
terrifying.
Incredible.
That's worse than a marriage certificate.
But can I tell you something spooky, Charlotte? I was with a friend last night, and I said you were on my show, and their family pulled out a picture with your dad with my friend's dad, and I'm going to send you it after the show. It
How
was so
weird is that?
Yeah, it was. They were great friends, so I'm going to send it to you and your mum. You are me, and I am you.
Yeah, we're very like that, me and you. I feel like we're meant to like.
But isn't that weird?
Like we're just twins. We're twins, aren't we?
Are. But darling, you've done so well of late. I mean, because obviously you've been on X on the Beach, Celebs Go Dating, Celebs on the Ranch. What was one of your favourite shows? I mean, are there any moments that you think, oh, wow, that was so fabulous?
Yeah, Yeah, I love Celebs on the Farm. That was my favourite. That was probably my favourite one because I really actually got tested, like, with things that I got put up with, like washing the pigs and, you know, and I actually loved washing the pigs. I got really attached to them.
Because they're friendly, you know, aren't they, the pigs? They are friendly.
Oh, they're so friendly.
I know.
And I just wanted to just cuddle them and, like, and obviously I'll never eat lamb again because I really got attached to the
lamb.
Glad to hear it. I can't eat lamb either. They're next to my house and they wee really loudly and wake me up and they're so cute.
But you're also going to be on Cribs, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on Cribs as well.
So it's coming. It's come back.
So that's going to be a double whammy of Shazza on Monday.
Wowza.
You know, double chuffing whammy.
They love you. They
love really
you
do
on
love
MTV.
You.
MTV love me.
Oh, we love them because they love you. And
exactly.
I can't wait for this.
Cribs was amazing. We went round actually my mum's house, not my house with Matt, my mum's house, because obviously it was all about my dad and obviously seeing my... I've got three rooms full of clothes.
Oh,
blimey.
So you'll see all that and you'll see me just messing around, just rolling around, burping, being the classy but trashy, classy not trashy Shazza.
But do you know what? I love the fact you love your dad and you talk about him so fondly all the time, you and your mum. It makes my heart melt, darling. You're such and I'm so proud of you tonight. You got a big party.
I actually had a little bit of a cry last night. I felt really emotional, like thinking, you know, he's not here today and just not here. It's just so upsetting, but obviously he is here in a way.
He is with you.
I'm feeling.
100%. And you've got a big party tonight, launching the show. Congratulations, Charlotte.
Thank you so much.
Have an amazing time.
I love you more than you love me.
All right, you two. Bloody hell.
I love you more.
Love Squad is
darling.
On.
Thank you so much.
Bye, darling. Good luck.
It's on MTV Monday at 8:30. We'll catch it.
It is. It is indeed. And she's a character.
Yeah, she certainly is.
She's
Shall we
a
play
character.
A little song and get our final guest, the very
I'm
handsome
looking
waitress?
Looking forward
in.
To my final guest.
all kicking off. That's my friend Tom Aspel.
I love him.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, great.
We've got our final guests.
Yeah, they are hot.
The very handsome Wade twins. Oh, hello.
You. Hello, how are you?
That's good. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
My goodness, you are so the same.
We are the
crazy.
Same.
I mean,
they are literally identical twins, so that's how it works.
It works. And what is it like being a twin? I've got to ask.
Oh, well, I'll let you tell this one. I mean, we get it enough.
Joe, what's it like being a twin?
Yeah, I mean,
it's like looking at each other in the mirror.
That's it.
It literally is. Honestly, we are so alike. When people think about twins, we literally tick every single box. Everything about us, so we're the same weight, same height, same everything. Really.
And you're working together.
And we work together. Yeah, we are the Wade twins.
which is
our brand, and that's what we're trying to push and grow. So yeah,
so how did you start this? Because obviously you must get a lot of attention being twins. You're very handsome boys.
Thank you.
So you got a lot of attention. How did it all come about?
So I guess we finished university and we just fancied doing something different. So we travelled the world and we ended up in Australia and we were there for about a year. And we didn't really know what we wanted to do with ourselves. So we kind of got really into like fitness and travel, and we felt we had something to offer by starting this kind of like blog thing. Didn't really think about much of it. Started like Instagram was kind of going through the stage where it was going quite big. So we decided to start taking photos and just doing our thing, really. Being like fancy, all your friends are laughing at you, but you just continue to go. And then we got back to the UK. Didn't really know what we were doing then either. Kind of
two lost boys,
yeah. And then we decided to push
finally
through.
Finding our way.
So how old were you then? How old were you?
I must be like 24 when we returned from travelling. So, and then anyway, we moved to London. Didn't have any jobs. Both got part-time jobs, and then in the meantime, we'll just networking every day, every night, trying to meet the right people, PR companies, brands we really wanted to work with. Up in our content game, so taking loads of photos, learning about the industry, learning how to create content better, and videos, photographies,
and I guess essentially what we do is we're like a lifestyle and like a content creators.
Okay.
We do a bit of modelling on the side as well, which is nice. But yeah, lifestyle content creators in and around London, really.
Yeah, and then we started just collaborating with loads of cool people and meeting loads of people, and then it's just started to grow. And we now worked with some of our favourite brands. So yeah, it's
really? Gone.
Like
yeah,
who? Yeah. Can you name any?
Can you name the brands?
We've done a couple of like distinct stuff with Tommy Hilfiger. That's probably one of our favourite brands.
Nice.
We've worked with. And now we work with like Burton Menswear, River Island.
That's awesome.
That yeah, it's going
so
well.
It's
gone really well.
And you've done it yourselves, kind of thing. You haven't had agents, and you've kind of started this on your own.
Yeah. We kind of have. So we've been approached by a few agents and stuff. We kind of just always turned them down. We said actually no, it's not the right time for us. But we did get signed by a management called 84 World, which was about just under a year ago, and they've kind of like managed all our books, our diary, and stuff. And that's really really helped us out. And
yeah,
they're awesome. You know what?
They've been amazing.
Yeah, they do a lot of work for us. We work really close with them, and it's just the relationship's really good there, and it's kind of got us a lot more work and just kept us on a right path.
Sounds
kind of thing.
Like crazy busy.
Yeah, we are busy. Yeah.
People just think you take a photo with an iPhone and then that's it. There is so much behind the scenes work that you have to do. Like people wouldn't realise. Like essentially, I'm a videographer, a photographer, an editor. All in one. And it doesn't just happen overnight. You've got to learn these things. I'm constantly learning every day. But then there's also the other things during the day today when you're not on your photo shoots or you're not creating for campaigns. You're networking, meeting people, going for meetings, collaborating with the right people. And yeah, there's so much more to it that people don't see behind closed doors, which is fine for us. I'm more than happy for everyone to think that it's easy, but really we know why we're up at 6 a.m. every day.
Yeah.
And you've got certain times you've got posts. Is it all about Instagram? I mean, a lot of it.
Some of it is, I guess so, but we're moving into more platforms such as YouTube. We want to really just get...
That's where the money is.
Come on, guys. I can see you're Strictly next year.
Yes, that's it. I think I'll beat Will, though. That's
I'm
it,
not so. Sure about that. Friendly
He's got two left feet.
Are you
over
competitive
here?
Against each other?
Sorry?
Are you competitive?
So we used to be when we were younger, very, very competitive. Like, in everything. Football, sports, girls, everything. Yeah. If Henry got with a girl, I'd have to go and get with a girl. Like, I was like, nah, no chance.
Not the same girl.
Oh, no, not the same girl. That would be a little bit weird.
No, it happens.
Yeah, true, it does.
We won't tell you many stories, don't we? No, I'm kidding.
Have you ever pretended to be the other one?
Yeah.
To trick people?
So, yeah, like I said, we did a lot of games and stuff when we were younger, a lot more competitive. But as we've grown up, of course, there's a slight competitiveness, but it's more friendly, and we use that as our advantage. So we know we're stronger together as a brand than we are individually. So we kind of use it as a brand, and we go together, which is cool. So, like, for example, when we walk into a room with twins, blimey, you two look alike, geez, and all this. So, like,
must get really boring.
What was the first question you asked us again? It was, what's it like to be a twin?
And we got
how many times
a day?
I didn't ask that. I'm the journalist, so I know the good questions to ask.
We had a pound for every time someone asked a question, it'd be millionaires.
Yeah, I'll be out.
But I don't know whether I'd be annoyed because I only want one of me, or I'd be really happy there's two of me.
Yeah.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean because part of you would be a bit like, I don't know.
There's definitely highs and lows because you're both so similar that none of you're never wrong. You're always right no matter what. And so we pull each other's hair out all the time, but we do get on.
I will tell you the worst thing about being a twin, and this is honestly happens to us all the time. So sometimes I will leave the house early in the morning, or Henry will leave later on or whatever, and we meet later on in the day, and we'll turn up and we'll both be wearing the identical outfit.
That's definitely happened a few times, Henry.
Are you doing, man? And he goes, you didn't tell me. And I was like, I completely forgot to hear what I was wearing. But we have the same mind. So some of the items in our wardrobes, we do have the same. We share a lot of clothes and stuff. We sometimes say, oh, I like that, but so do I. So we'll both get the same item. And it's happened a fair few times now. I've turned up like, Henry, we're literally about to go to a meeting and you're wearing the complete exact same outfit.
Like you would find with like five-year-old twins.
Same shirt, same trousers, same trainers.
That's
and I'm like,
weird.
You are a weirdo.
But that's because you spend so much time together, right? I don't know if there's that necessarily that unusual. But I can understand why it would happen.
On the same day, at the same time, he's worn the same thing.
No, I find that weird. That is strange.
But I can imagine that you must think alike. And if especially if you're working together.
Have you got the same friends? Do you all hang out together? So
we went to different universities as well, which was quite funny. Like, we went to Leeds, I went to Newcastle.
And What were you doing then?
I did business and marketing, and Will studied business. So kind of similar, but it was quite funny. When we got there, we both got the same jobs in this different place, but the same jobs. And then we both left those jobs and then went into like club promoting and both became promoters. And then we both managed events, and it was just like we both almost did the same thing, which is in different cities.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. So, what are you kind of hoping to get to? What's kind of the goal?
We've got a fair few. We always set our goals quite high. Like to be there, hopefully head of the game. But I think we really want to get into the presenting kind of aisle. That's kind of our next kind of journey. So we're looking at launching YouTube soon. It's going to be quite competitive, quite fun twin challenges, collaborating with some exciting people, which would be really, really exciting and fun.
Yeah, it'd be great to watch.
And then just growing up the TV basis. I think Instagram's a great channel, but you can't really show off your personality on there.
No, that's true.
And I think Will and I would like to express our personalities a lot more. So we're looking at diversifying into different channels, because you can't be big on one platform. You've got to be big everywhere. And if you can do that, then that's where I think a bit more success.
And we're just getting started as well. So we've only been doing this really full time for about 7-8 months now. Slowly.
Only been in London 2 years, haven't we? Not long at all.
So where are you originally from?
Only Cambridge. So we're southern fairies. So not far away, but we love London, you know, it's the hustle. We love the hustle. Love it here. It's amazing.
Best place to be. And you've got to go hustle tonight down in Clapham, haven't you?
We live in Clapham.
Do you?
Are you going to Infernos? Is that what you're
going for?
I'm sure everyone's had a night out.
I am probably the only person that hasn't. But
that's a lie.
I've been to two brewers, so I think that's probably more my crowd of people. Two brewers is the gay. It's the gay bar.
These guys haven't been in there.
Not yet. There's always time.
They would love you in there. Let me just tell you,
guys. Thanks so much for coming in. Really appreciate it.
Wish you the best luck, and let us know what's going on, because we're going to follow you.
We'll keep in touch.
Definitely.
Yeah. Have us on in a year and we can discuss where we've gone in a year. How does that sound?
I think Strictly.
Sign you up.
I think Strictly's calling.
Okay, well, if Strictly are here and listening, have us on. You got a little twin challenge.
At William J. Wade and at Henry J. Wade on Instagram.
Got it. Done.
The Wade
Twins. I'm going to look you up as we speak.
Lizzie, I won't be here next week. I'm in Switzerland.
We'll have a lovely time.
I will.
Switzerland.
I'm going to be in the mountains. I will do, actually. I will. Just for you. You won't eat any, but I'll get you some.
Will and I will come in and we'll cover your position. Don't worry.
Co-host with
that would
be good. Well, guys, it's been a great show. What
great
a week
show.
Of showbiz.
Isn't
showbiz
it?
Never sleeps, nor have I, so I've got to go.
You've got to rush up.
We'll see you next week.
Well, you won't see me.
I won't see you, but you'll see me.
Yeah, all right, of course, naturally.
We'll hear you.
Yeah, of course. Bye bye.
See
ya. See you later.
I took a pill and had a dream.
Yo también.
I went back to my 17th year. Allowed myself to be naive.
Dime.
To be someone I've never been.
Me encanta.
took a sip and had a dream. And I woke up in magazine.
¿Te gusta?
The sun was caressing my skin.
Dime.
Another me could now begin.
Tranquila, baby, yo te apoyo. No hay que hablarnos mucho para entrar en rollo. Si quieres ser mi reina, pues yo te corono. Pa' que te sientes aquí tengo un trono. Te gusta cabalgar, eso está claro. Si sientes que voy rápido le bajo. Discúlpame, yo sé que eres Madonna, pero te voy a demostrar cómo este perro te enamora.
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Si te llevo por un lugar lejano.
Ven conmigo, I'll be so good for you.
Te enamoro, mami.
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Dame de eso que tú estás tomando.
Sipping my pain just like champagne. Found myself dancing in the rain with you. I felt so naked and alive.
Show me.
For once I didn't have to hide myself.
Dice, oye mamacita, ¿qué te pasa? Yeah. Mira que ya estamos en mi casa. Yeah. Si sientes que hay un viaje ahí en tu mente, será por el exceso de aguardiente. Pero mami, tranquila, tú solo vacila. Que estamos en Colombia y hay que rumbo en cada esquina. Y si tú quieres nos vamos por Detroit. Tú sabes, si sé de dónde vienes, pues sé pa' dónde voy, ¿no?
Ven conmigo, let's take a trip.
Si te llevo por lugar lejano.
Ven conmigo,
estás tomando.
Ven conmigo, I'll be so good for you.
Si te enamoro.
Si te enamora.
En menos de un año, no. Nos vamos, nos vamos, nos vamos. Cuando me da yo.
Qué rico.
Si te enamoro.
Si te enamora.
Y si nos quedamos, no. Con mami, con mami, con mami. Nos quedamos.
Cha, cha, cha. Slow down that beat. We built a cartel just for love. Venus was hovering above us.
You've been listening to a FUBAR Radio podcast. For more information, go to FUBARradio.com.